right,
are
thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hello, and welcome to Steve and Lando's On The Go web show. I'm Steve.
I'm Lando.
And we're going to talk about some, tech news.
Just a bunch of different stuff, I guess. Nothing in particular.
That sounds good to me. My chair really sucks, Lando.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need to get an awesome one like I have.
I know. I want your blue one. My butt hurts in this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seeing as I spend, like, I don't know, hours upon hours in front of this computer, it's really not good for my butt.
Yeah, I spend my life in mine, so I've got a good one.
Yeah, I want your blue one. It just has handles on it.
Go buy one at Staples.
Okay, with that money that I'll find somewhere.
Go kill people.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I need to just play Warcraft, and then I'll not think about my butt as much.
That's exactly what you need. But before that, you also need a good internet provider.
Yeah, I'm working on that part.
Well, work a little bit faster.
I gotcha. Anyway, so into today's news, I guess. What's the big announcement this week? Mac goes to Intel.
That's very big news, actually.
That is. I'm too excited, man. I don't know about you, but I'm, like, going crazy.
Sounds very good to me. That way means you don't have to go out and buy a whole new Apple. Well, actually, you will.
Yeah, hopefully
you won't. They're putting a chip on all the Apple stuff. That, unless you have a Mac or an Apple computer, not going to be able to use Apple in it.
Well, that sucks, you know, because I was really looking forward to, like, having this PC sitting right beside me, like, booting Mac OS X in a couple years.
Oh, but you know somebody will find out.
Somebody within,
soon.
Like, a month of release, they're totally going to be doing it.
You'll be able to tri-boot Mac, Linux, and Windows all on the same computer.
Jeez, that would be so cool.
That would be absolutely awesome.
That would be so cool.
That would be great.
I remember back in the day when I first learned you could do dual boot at all, there was, like, this kid on Screensavers who put, like, 40 operating systems on one computer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He had, like, 5 hard drives and 30 partitions.
That would be awesome, I think.
That would be so cool. Like, what would you use Windows 3.1 for anyway, though, these days?
I don't know. I guess just to show off.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I don't know, though.
Anyway, we digress. Steve Jobs was, like, all in buddy-buddy with Intel at the keynote and everything, and it was all weird.
That was definitely weird.
It was like, because everybody's all sitting there like, I know they're going to announce it, and then they do, and they've got like this new, this new coding thing where it's going to take like 2 hours to encode program, to code programs into the new Intel and out of PowerPC. Something really? Like that. It's not going to take long at all, and everybody's so excited about it.
Development's definitely going to be a lot better for that.
Yeah, I know. They've got a checkbox, actually, where you just hit, you either want it for Intel, or you want it for PowerPC, or you want it for both.
Oh, hey, that works.
I know, that's weird. I don't know how they do that. It's called a universal binary.
And then beside them, Microsoft announced they'll be making Office for both PowerPC and Intel CPU support for Mac.
Yeah, I know.
So,
that's
I guess
crazy.
They're falling on, too.
I just wish that I could just not have to buy a Mac, though, because they're so expensive.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know if that was such a good move to announce it so soon, because it's, like, a 2-year transition, and a lot of people are saying that if since they did it so soon that people are going to want to wait for the Intel version of a Mac instead of going ahead and buying the PowerPCs that are out right now.
Yeah.
So everybody's thinking, whoa, bad move, because they're going to lose money over the next couple years until they're totally transitioned.
Yeah, they're going to start in 2006, though, but it'll definitely take some time to get completely over.
Yeah, I think they were going to move to like the end of 2007 or something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Either way, though, I guess we'll find out sometime soon.
Yeah, I'll get one. I think they're moving over with the Mac Mini first.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know. Because that's, like, their most consumer-friendly version of a Mac.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Being $500, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Very good price for your average Joe.
Yeah, I know. So I would totally get one.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'd just go buy Mac OS X and wait for the hackers to, you know, make it available on a PC.
No, Steven, we don't support hacking.
No, hacking is bad. Don't do that, people. Never, ever.
Just give them a torrent link. That'll work.
Yeah, torrent links are good. We like torrents, but only legal torrents, right, Lando?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I only download, you know, like, podcasts and stuff with torrents.
Oh, only?
Only podcasts and stuff, honestly.
I never go download stuff like, say, Adobe Photoshop or Microsoft Office. Or Windows, or anything like that.
That's right, Lando, because that's wrong.
That's wrong. We're stealing from the industry.
Then we shouldn't do that. It's bad for you.
But it's fun.
Yeah, whatever.
In other news, Michael Jackson's suicide spam Trojan get an email saying that Michael Jackson's attempted a suicide And then they tell you to click on the link for more info, and it's a Trojan.
Because everybody wants to find out if Michael Jackson's a lunatic or not.
Well, we know he is, if everybody wants to hear how he is.
I love that. That's so genius, though. Like, if you're going to sit on a Trojan, why not use the current events?
Yeah, something that crazy, but that could be that possible, too.
Yeah, especially, you know, with somebody like Michael Jackson, everybody believes it.
Anything can happen. Anything probably will happen, too.
Yep, Murphy's Law.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anything that can happen will.
In full effect here.
Yep, pretty much. This is another example of why you should not open attachments in an email.
Anybody that hasn't learned that by now deserves to have a virus, though.
They really do. They deserve the Michael Jackson Trojan.
They deserve to have all their information wiped and lost permanently.
You know what I just thought about? It's so funny they call it a Michael Jackson Trojan, considering what he's going in jail for.
That's hilarious. I hadn't thought of that aspect.
Oh, it just hit me just now. I was just sitting here. I was like, Michael Jackson Trojan.
Puts a whole new spin on the word backdoor.
That, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. So anyway, if you get an email regarding Michael Jackson's attempted suicide, then don't open it.
Or else he'll be going in your backdoor.
Oh boy. Okay, yeah.
That's something nobody wants.
Nope. Yeah, nobody wants Michael Jackson in their back door. No, he's not interested in us, Landon. We're too old.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, what else happened? Microsoft has announced this amazing development where they're going to allow, I don't know, these things called tabs to go in their Internet Explorer browser.
Yeah, tab browsing. It's this whole new idea that Microsoft came up with a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this, you know? I've been wanting tabs in IE for, I don't know, years now.
Been using Firefox with tab browsing for a couple of years now, so, I mean, hey, it's about time Internet Explorer catches on.
I know. This tab thing is really catching on in general, though, because AOL is actually going to announce a new AIM version that has tabs.
Yeah.
Something that Trillion's been doing for quite some time now.
It's revolutionizing the industry.
Yeah, those crazy Microsoft folks. So I'm, like, not really caring about that news regarding IE, seeing as I don't use it.
Internet Explorer sucks anyway, so if you're just going to add tab browsing to it and not fix all the problems, not worth it at all.
Yeah, so why not just go to Firefox, have your tabs, have your security.
Have everything that needs to be there and none of the crap that is with Internet Explorer.
Pretty much. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, very good plan.
Okay, Lando, so I got a good question for you. So you bought a new comp.
Yep.
How is that thing going?
It's awesome.
Awesome as in, like, how?
It's ultra-fast, AMD 3500 Plus processor, 64-bit. Let's see, what else? GeForce 6800 Ultra, 1GB Corsair XMS RAM, and then an awesome, awesome EPYX motherboard. Very good for overclocking and the sort.
So did that motherboard turn out to be good?
Yeah, once I got everything figured out and got it booting, it turns out to be one of the best motherboards I've ever owned.
That's awesome, because I was like, Epox? What's Epox?
Yeah, not a common brand. Well, I guess it is fairly common in the overclocking side. not as popular as Soyo or some of the other brands.
Yeah, because I got a Soyo. I love it.
So yeah, Soyo was what I was going to get, but I'm glad I got this one now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
On sale for $109 at Newegg, so if you want it, get it fast.
Yeah, woohoo!
Might as well plug that while I can.
That's awesome. So yeah. Have you been playing a lot of games on it yet?
Oh yeah, Warcraft. Runs perfectly with everything turned up.
Is it pretty?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I want it.
It's very beautiful.
I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah, well, save up your money. Get a job first.
You know, getting a job might be a good idea.
Very good.
I actually have to turn in a resume soon to my school so they can help me get a job.
Well, who knows? You might be getting one soon.
I hope so. I don't really want a job here, though. I want a job up there with you in West Virginia.
Well, then move up here, then.
I'm trying.
Why are you still down there?
Because I'm a bum.
Very true.
I'm living off my parents right now.
But what better way is there to live?
Good point. See, you're living off your parents, except you've got, like, all this money coming from Petland.
Yeah, but it's Petland, though. Nothing good about that.
Yeah, good point. Oh, man. So I want to play Warcraft, though. I want to move up there and get cable and rock out some World of Warcraft.
And the new Battlegrounds.
Battlegrounds. Yeah. How's that going?
Very good. Adds a whole new spin to PvP in Warcraft.
What's it like? Like, is it like the like Warcraft strategy, or is it just you, the kind of the same deal, except you're in a actual PvP?
No. Lots of strategy go into it. If you don't work as a team, which none of the Alliance side ever does, then you will lose, which we always do.
So you haven't won a game yet?
No, I've won two, actually. I've played about 30 or so.
Oh, wow.
Other people that go in as a group that have played together can do a lot better.
What do you do, though? Like, what's the whole Battlegrounds thing? All I know is you get in, like, kind of an arena.
There's one at Warsong Gulch, which would be capture the flag type of deal. Two sides, really small map, just going back and forth with the flag. And then there's another one at Altarok Valley, which is just a huge 40-on-40 battle.
Oh.
It's very nice.
So it's kind of like watching Lord of the Rings.
Kind of, but a lot more fun.
A lot cooler.
Not nearly as boring.
One of my friends was trying to save up so he could be, like, the top level in a certain arena, because from what I understand, they're separated by levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted to be the highest level in a certain arena, and then he was like, okay, I'm this level, I'll go do it. And then, like, some of his guild invited him to play, or to go through an instance with him. And he was like, okay, but I'm trying not to get any higher level, because I want to be awesome in Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
And he went through the instance, and he wasn't paying attention to his experience. And
he
leveled up, and he, like, wanted to shoot himself.
Ah, because that puts him at the bottom tier of the next rank.
Exactly. He's, like, gonna get stomped.
Yeah.
So he was so mad at himself. He was like, but I wanted to help. My guild needed help.
That kind of sucks for him, but hey.
Yeah, it does. He got a mount. It's kind of like a horse for you non-Warcraft playing people.
Mounts are very good.
Yeah, he got one finally. He's a dwarf, I think, so he's got like some kind of mechanical ostrich thing.
Gnomes have the mechanical ones.
Okay, then he's a gnome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a gnome rogue thief.
Sounds good to me. Gnome rogues are the best.
Yeah, it's such a funny thought, though, to see, like, this little guy who can, like, run up and steal and everything. I figured gnomes would get picked on the most in that game.
No, not at all. They're actually some of the most fun to be.
Wow. That's cool.
They're the most fun to pick on, too, though.
Yeah, he said, like, he gets picked on by level 60s and stuff all the time.
Yeah, that I don't doubt at all.
He mentioned this one that was riding up on him on a mount and, like, took him out. And then he went back to his body. The guy kept waiting around for him every time he rezzed. So he was sitting there waiting on going to rez, and then he was running away, and the guy would catch up to him and kill him again. So he finally got to this spot where his guild was, and he was like, guys, I got this guy on me. He won't leave me alone and everything. So his guild standing there, and he runs through him, and the guy just ends up getting stomped by, like, all his guild.
Yeah, that's what he deserves.
It was so awesome, like, just hearing about it, because, you know, I didn't see him play it, but I get a report every so often on what he's doing in Warcraft.
Horde like the corp camps a lot. That's what they're good at.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So it kind of sucks for PvP in that aspect.
Yeah.
But anyway. Oh well.
Yeah, he just gets stomped all the time, but he's getting there.
Yeah, that's good.
He's got a few characters I think he plays. Like, he's got his gnome, which is the one he plays most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could play. I'm, like, devastated.
You need to, really bad.
I know. There's this place up in town called Gamesters. Another plug. that you can go play games at for, like, I think they've got, like, 40 computers or something. You can play as long as you want.
You should try that out sometime.
I really should. I should go up there. It's, like, $2.50 an hour if you have a membership there, and I don't even know how much a membership costs.
Yeah, considering how many computers they have to maintain and probably all their bills for the huge pipeline they got coming in, probably pretty expensive.
I bet.
But who knows? You should go check it out.
I want a T1 straight into my house.
It's nice when it works.
Oh yeah, you've got a T1 straight in your house.
And when the DNS doesn't throw errors at me, it's very nice.
Oh yeah.
But oh well.
Yeah, you get it.
What are you gonna do?
I wish I just had a T1. That would be so nice. At least you don't have better internet than me. Well, you do.
Well, when it works, I do, but that's very rare.
Mine's working really good lately. Thanks, DirectWay. Oh, yeah.
DirectWay sucks. Don't plug it at all.
They really do. That's what I'm running. For all you who don't know, it's a satellite internet-based deal. It's crap.
Very slow. Very slow.
It's slow. See, the thing about it is, it's fast when it's just downloading, but it's slow when it's trying to get the information. Because it goes up there real slow, because it's coming from my puny satellite on top of my house. And then it has to go back down to Earth.
And then go back up to the satellite, and then back to you.
Yeah, then back down to me. So the thing is, like, once it's got the request, the page comes really fast. But it takes time to get it there.
Yeah, until then, you're dealing with ridiculously slow speeds.
Yeah, latency. I think, like, my ping time is, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
Because I ping Google. I can do it right now and see what it is. But it's really sad.
Yeah. In
Google.com. Let's see. Pinging it. Yeah, a second and a half.
Well, either way.
Yeah. See, that was the first request, and then the second one... The fourth one was 935 milliseconds.
Is it cloudy outside, or is it sunny where you
are? It's somewhat cloudy, but I really don't think that has anything to do with ping times.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Because it's not a big file, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it'll go up and down all at the same speed. It's just how... I don't know what I'm talking about.
The general idea is that, though.
Yeah. It's slow. That's basically all I can really say about it. I just, you know... And the fair access policy sucks.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Fair access policy is 160 megabyte transfers over 8 hours.
Yeah.
Anything over that will drop you down to 56K for the next 12 hours.
I know, and I don't see why they can't just let me download as much as I want throughout the day like cable does.
If they're giving you as crappy service as they are now, they shouldn't give you that stupid fair access policy.
I know. I want to, you know, and this is where it gets really bad, is like, even system updates are getting up to like the 90 meg area, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when I was up there visiting you, I downloaded Service Pack 2. Or it was kind of before, so I kind of cheated. I got it before it came out. But I downloaded it direct from Microsoft. It was like 252 megs. I could not have got that had I been at home.
No, not at all. That would have screwed you pretty bad.
Yeah, it's stupid. I just don't get it. But there's one guy I was talking to, or I read on the forums, he managed to download 300 and some megs without getting fapped. But he was a new user, so I don't know if they give you some kind of cushion or whatever.
Have you ever got fapped before, though?
I got fapped once, and I don't even know why. I can't remember.
I was going to say maybe they just do that if they catch you in the act, but I guess not.
Yeah, I don't even know if they monitor what you download. I hope not. Not for any particular reason, by the way, but I hope they don't monitor.
Right.
I don't want any, like, privacy invasion, if you know what I'm saying.
Not like AOL has.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, every single message you send can be read at will by AOL.
That it can.
So, just watch out for that.
Talk about privacy.
Might as well get Trillion wider at it and enable secure IM.
Yep, that's why I use Trillion. Well, that's not why I use Trillion. Actually, you just kind of discovered that today. Gave me a reason. Gave me a good reason for using Trillion.
Yeah, so I just got it today, but hey. Not like I couldn't have in the past. I
at
was
least
just
you
too
got
lazy.
It. You know, the thing about Trillion for me is the reason I got it is because I found this place... This is so lame, the reason I totally picked it up, is because I found a place that let you have online status indicators, and I wanted all four of them. I didn't want to run four programs at the same time, so I'm like, Trillion.
Huh.
And so now I can have four pretty logos on my website.
Oh, that's why?
That's my whole reason, pretty much.
You dork. Okay, well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, because I always go to, like, sign up for forums, and it's like, put in all your information. All I could ever fill out was, like, Guitar Junkie 5 for Yahoo, or for AIM. So if you want to message me, by the way, that's where you do it. But all I could ever fill out was that, and I just felt stupid having all the blank space. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to get an account everywhere and use Trillion.
Huh, okay, well.
Yeah.
So
but
the truth
then,
comes out.
Yeah, pretty much. But since then, my I've enjoyed it because of there's no pop-ups.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things about it now that I actually use it and see it.
Yeah.
A lot more customizable, for one thing, which is always good.
After I've been preaching it to you for, like, forever.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
Yeah, it works.
But I've got it now, and everything's good.
Yeah, and the fonts aren't bothering you?
No.
Okay.
Fonts are good.
That's good. Now all we gotta do is get your girlfriend to, you know, use Trillion.
Yeah, she really needs to. She's always slow on that side of it.
Yeah, well, yours does instant message anyway.
And then Stephanie and her both need to get, Firefox.
Yes! That they do.
Very much
so. I won't rant about it here, because I rant about it enough over the phone.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sorry, Stephanie, for my increasing rants on Firefox.
Firefox rules you.
That it does. I love Firefox.
It is by far the best web browser out there.
What extensions are you using on it?
Oh, jeez. About 1.5 million. Hold on, let me just pop them up here.
Yeah, I want to see.
Forecast Fox, Tab Browser, tab browser preferences, IE view, download manager tweak, download them all, Gmail notifier, dictionary search, show IP, download status bar, and tab clicking options.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I had like five.
Yeah, I told you I had a lot.
Yeah, I think I could just name mine without looking at them. I use tab browser preferences, download tweak, manager or something, forecast box, and that's basically it. IE view, yeah. And I used to use the one for Bug Me Not.
I thought about that one, but I don't really get too many pop-ups as it is. I don't have a ton of crappy sites that I go to.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I do it is when I find something on dig.com, and I go to, like, the link that they posted for it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's usually, like, it's a New York Times article or something like that, and I can't get in, and it drives me nuts. It bugs me, so they say.
Ah, funny.
Yeah, so I want Bug Me Not, but see, they don't have it listed on the Firefox extensions page anymore. You have to, like, Google for it. I don't know why. I don't understand, but I always have such a hard time finding it.
That's weird.
Yeah, I used to have it, and then I formatted my computer, and I thought I still had it, but apparently I don't, because I right-clicked something one day and wanted to Bug Me Not, and I was like, ah, screw it.
Ow.
It was an interesting article, too, but I don't even remember what it is now.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I find all kinds of articles on Dig. Dig rocks, for those of you who've never used it. It's awesome.
Dig is a very good site.
I have an RSS feed for it now, or like, you know, RSS reading it, because I never used RSS readers before, and the Thunderbird that I downloaded, which is the email client from Mozilla, same people who made Firefox, and it has RSS readers, so I was like, oh, cool, I'll try it, and I like it.
Yeah, I used it for a couple months here, I guess a couple months ago, and the only thing that got me is that you could only send through one SMTP server. So that means you can send through one account. You can get mail from as many as you want, but you can always send through one account.
Yeah. See, but I found a solution to that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I found a solution. There's this extension called Buttons, and you can add buttons to your toolbar, and one of them is an SMTP switcher.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, except the only thing is, if you have four Google accounts,
yeah,
and you want to send mail from the different ones, it doesn't tell you which one it is.
Oh.
It just says smtp.gmail.com for every one of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of annoying. I have to remember, like, okay, my personal one is the first one, and then the second one is for this, and the third one's for this. And it works well, though, because you've been getting email from me through it, and you've been saying it was coming from the right address.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love it so far. I mean, if you want to check it out again, get the Buttons extension.
Huh, yeah, I'll have to try that out then. Sounds like a very good deal.
It is, because I've got so many Gmails now because of our new stuff.
Oh, yeah. 4 or 5, easy.
Yeah. Speaking of Gmail, if you need to contact us, you can do it at steveandlando@gmail.com.
We want your mail.
We want your mail. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think.
Need your feedback. Need your mail. Need everything.
Because we love you.
Tell us you love us.
Yeah. More importantly, you love us.
More importantly, you love Landon.
Hey. No, you love Steven.
No.
You know
sorry.
You do. Don't listen to Landon. He's crazy. You love me.
What was that?
What was what?
Okay, something beat. Never mind.
It was you. You caused it all, Landon. You broke it.
The downfall of the internet caused by me and my phone.
That it was. It's all your fault.
Huh.
We're going to totally have to redo this now. I can see it.
Probably. Oh, well. 25 minutes right there gone to waste.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. You know, have you ever been to angryalien.com?
No, I haven't, actually. Tell us about it.
Okay, I sure will. One more website plug for today. How many are we going to do this episode? I don't know, 7?
We can.
Yeah, we can. I can plug every website I can think of.
Go to Yahoo. Go to Google.
More importantly, go to landoman.blogspot.com.
More importantly, go to fulltangninja.blogspot.com.
Or you can go to landoman.info.
Or you can go to fulltangninja.info.
Yeah, because I got those and I never use it. Ever.
Yeah.
I got them for free. It was like some promotion for a place.
Didn't you get 12 of them for free?
I only got... I think I could get 12 of them.
Or was it 25?
Huh?
I don't know why I'm thinking 25.
No, I think I just got... I don't know. Either way, I only have 2.
Okay.
Yeah, but it really, I don't know. I got this letter in the mail from the Internet Naming Services or something.
Yeah.
They were like, pay $40 to keep your domain name. And I was like, what the heck?
What
$40?
The heck? That's ridiculous.
No, but there's actually the group that, one group that does it charges like $35 to keep a .com.
What?
Or a .info, apparently, since they sent me that.
That's ridiculous.
It's bullcrap, considering like GoDaddy, you can buy one for $9 and keep it for a year.
Yeah. If you're going to do something like that, go with GoDaddy.
Yeah, GoDaddy. One more website plug. We're working our way up, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to be 8 or 9 now.
Oh, yeah. I love this. We're really getting some... Watch, traffic's going to fly for GoDaddy. I can see it now.
We're going to crash their site and everything.
You know, because of our, I don't know, 4 listeners?
Well,
including
a start.
Us.
4 now, but soon 6 or even 8.
Oh, yeah. We're moving up.
With every podcast we have, we multiply... our users. Well,
exactly.
Listeners.
Exponential.
Soon we'll have millions of people listening to us every day.
I really hope so. That would be so cool.
That would freak me out, actually.
Yeah, I would probably get so nervous I'd clam up on it and everything and be like, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, that I don't think I'd like that. We'll stick with 4 for now.
Okay, so yeah. Don't tell your friends about Steven Lando's On the Go web show.
It will freak us out.
It'll freak us out and we'll stop. Actually, no, really, tell your friends. I mean, it's fun.
Very good.
We're not going to stop you. We'd like to. But
we're
not going to. I need to sit this down, Landon. I've been playing with this pull chain from my fan for like a week and a half.
What?
I sit at my desk. Okay, I got this pull chain that broke off my fan, and I've been playing with it for about a week. Every time I sit down at my desk, I make little designs out of it, like on my desk, and I like make little circles and stuff.
I saw that thing there in about 8 different designs when I was down there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was me.
Huh. I was
yeah.
Throw that away.
I want to, but I like it so much. It gives me something to do.
Go
it's
get
better
a little,
than taking up smoking.
Go get a little stress ball or something. Just sit there and squeeze it.
But I have this, and this doesn't cost me any money.
But it's not nearly as cool as a stress ball.
I'm the cheapest
person
ever. All right.
I said it's not nearly as cool as a stress ball, though.
No, it's not. I wish I had a stress ball.
Oh,
not that I need one. What stress am I under besides that this chair hurts my butt?
Well, that can be enough right there.
It really can be. Like, I've been sitting here so long. I need something to do.
Yeah, you do.
I need a job like you do.
Well, not a job like I have, but
yeah.
A job like I have.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean.
I don't want it, yeah.
In other words, you don't
want to
work
after dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do want to earn money for doing things.
Yeah. Earning money for doing things is nice. Earning money for not doing things is even nicer, though.
Yeah, it is.
But hey, you gotta take what you can get sometimes.
I know. I wish I could do things, not do things, and earn money.
So do I. I would make a living out of it, for sure.
I bet you would. See, all you have to do is really go spend a dollar every week on a lottery ticket. Eventually, you might get something.
If I'm around for 63 million years, I might.
Yeah.
Because those are about the chances of me winning.
I can't even remember. It's like 23 million is like to 1 is the chances of you winning the Florida lottery. So I figured it out. You know, if I go buy 23 million tickets, then I'll win.
Yeah, but what if you spend more than the lottery winning is?
See, but that's where I wait until it gets over 23 million, then I'll be guaranteed to make a profit.
You'll get a profit of like $18.
Yeah, because of tax.
But hey, it's a profit.
It's like, you, congratulations, you've won $10 million, now give us $8.5 million of it.
Yeah, well.
Like, what, okay.
There's always a catch.
Yeah. If you won the lottery, would you take it all in one lump sum, or would you tell them to give it to you over time?
Probably take it all in one lump sum. I don't know, though.
I would probably do that, too, because I would want to, like, buy lots of stuff.
But if you take it all over time, you could have a guaranteed income for, like, 20 or 30 years.
I wonder if you lose more money taking it over time rather than you would with a lump sum.
I think they take more out if you get the lump sum.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
I don't think it was a whole lot, but I think it's definitely a little more that way. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah. If I won the lottery, I would totally, like, buy a Mac, a G5 Power Mac with, like, the 30-inch cinema display.
Depending on how much the lottery was, I'd buy 4 or 5 of them.
Well, there you go. Make like a cluster.
Oh, yes.
The drool. That would be awesome.
Then I can play all these games with like 25 gigahertz combined.
Oh, wow. Wonder if you'd even notice anything better.
Probably not. I don't think there's anything that can take advantage of that.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. They keep coming out with all this technology, but then nothing takes advantage of it.
Only thing it really does is games and some very intensive graphic or editing software.
I know. I wish I had 25 gigahertz for this Final Cut Pro crap I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that would probably help just a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean, 1 gigahertz really does not encode fast.
No, not at all.
As much as I would like it to, it doesn't.
How long does it take you normally?
9 hours.
Wow.
Ugh.
Well, have fun with that.
Yeah, I am. Trust me. See, what I don't get is the guys from System, like, they can get theirs down to less than 200 megs with H.264 codec, you know? The new high-definition Apple codec.
For a 10-minute file.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think the last one was 13 minutes, and it was still below 200. And I can't get my 13 minutes down below 600.
You need to email them. Just send them an email.
I was thinking about it. I was going to be like, oh, Kevin Rose, will you help me with my movie?
That would be cool.
That would be way cool. But, you know, they're busy.
You could put in the credits special help from Kevin Rose.
I could. See, Kevin, if you're listening, you could, like, totally get some exposure.
Even more than you're getting now, which is probably wouldn't help you any, but hey.
Yeah, you've got way more than you ever need. But, so I'm a big fan of System, anyway.
Very good show, by the way.
I love that show. I downloaded the newest release, which is about Myth TV. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's awesome. It's like a it's like a free TiVo kind of thing, except you turn your machine, your PC, into a TiVo, pretty much, using it as a free distribution of Linux. Well, they're all free, but, you know.
Really?
This free distribution, yeah.
New to me. I might have to check that out.
It's called Not Myth. Like Nopix, but it's not Myth, and you just set it all up and run it. It's awesome.
Well, that works.
Yeah, they showed how to do it on System, so if you get a chance to download it, if you haven't, you download it.
Okay, I think I might give that a try sometime.
It's really, really good. They show you how to do everything. It was great. They even tell you what video capture cards work.
Oh, hey.
So you don't go buy, like, some crappy video capture card and hope to get good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Tell you how to download HD content and everything. Not that I have HDTV.
But hey, one day we all will, hopefully.
Yeah. I wish I could get an HDTV.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I thought my new TV that I got, my flat screen Apex, was like... Is it Apex?
Yeah, Apex.
It's Apex. Yeah. That it was all awesome until our other TV broke in the living room. My parents went and got a Sony... I don't know how you pronounce it. Vega?
Yeah, I think... Vega. Yeah, Vega.
I don't know. That's Sony TV. Anyway, and I'm like looking from my room out the door to the living room where the other TV is, and I'm like, crap, my TV looks like garbage.
Yeah, well, you've got 27-inch in your room, and you sit about 2 feet from it, though. So
yeah.
It has its advantages.
Yeah, seeing as I have, I don't know, my room is 9x15. So it's like a trailer.
A little trailer, a very small trailer.
A little trailer just slapped on the back of a house.
But hey, it's your domain, though.
That it is. I call it my domain because I don't sleep in here. I sleep in my bedroom.
So you've got two rooms. You've got more space in the house than anybody else.
I know. It's awesome. My sister's like, I want the biggest room in the house. I'm like, just give me two of them.
Yeah. The two smallest rooms.
I'll take that one with the brick wall in it.
The two smallest rooms greatly outmatch her, I guess, big room.
Yeah. I mean, she's got the bathroom, but I don't really care. I don't spend much time in there.
Yeah, not like she does.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to stay in the bathroom.
Some people do, though.
Yeah, they do.
Not gonna name names, but hey.
No name naming. But yeah, I don't know. I like my room.
Yeah, you have a very nice room.
And I have a brick wall so I can, like, draw on it with sidewalk chalk.
Yeah, that can be fun.
It can be. I love it. I drew a guitar on it. It was great.
You've drawn a lot of things on that wall.
Yeah, I really have. But anyway, enough about my room.
Yes.
They don't need to know that much. This is my private life here. Come on. Anyways. Did you see the video called, it's called Death Vader, where the guy attacked his wife in the middle of the night?
No.
You have so got to see it. It's hilarious. This guy takes, you know those voice changers that Target has?
Yeah.
He put one on, and he got the Master Effects, the Master Replicas lightsaber.
Yeah.
With the red and everything. And you see this just screen. And the guys, and you see, like, the bedroom or whatever, then the lights go off. Well, I don't think the lights were on, but anyway, it gets really dark. And you just start hearing him breathing. like just Vader breathing. And he like he walks over to his wife, and I guess wakes up a little bit, and he fires on his lightsaber. It's like, and he's like, "You will die!" And he starts like hammering at the bed, and she gets up and runs into the other room, and he's like freaking out. He's like, "Raw!"
Oh,
it's
that's
so
awesome.
Funny. You've got to see it. I think it was an article on Dig. It was either on Dig or it was on Uneasy Silence. What? Which is another website plug that I'm going to do today.
Which either way, you could probably go to Dig and find it.
Yeah, if, you know, Dig has everything.
Dig is good.
Dig is beautiful.
For the second
time. I'm a member at Dig. I've submitted 3 stories that got shot down.
I tried to submit one, but it has already been submitted.
Yeah. What was that about the 42 midgets?
Yeah, which was false, by the way.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
That figures.
Makes me angry.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was a fun thought.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, not really fun. I mean, nobody wants 42 midgets to be mauled by a lion, but...
Although that would be hilarious if that actually happened.
I really feel bad about laughing for that.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I know. You sadistic punk.
Yeah, what can I say?
Oh, jeez. So, anyway... How about that email you got from Chris Perillo?
Oh, yeah, Chris Perillo sent me an email the other day about his own podcast that he's been doing.
Awesome.
So, it was personalized to me, too, so that kind of made me happy.
It should. For those of you who don't know who Chris Perillo is, he's the guy who used to do Call for Help way back on the Tech TV days.
One of the best Tech TV employees ever.
I thought he was awesome.
Right up there with Patrick, Leo, and all the gang.
Yeah, he had personality. I liked him. I especially liked him on the episode, it was like a 24-hour call for help.
Yeah, the call for help.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was so funny. That was great.
He like starts getting so just crazy by the end of it. He's like, ah, and he's laughing and everything because he's like been awake for 18 hours straight.
Yeah, he had to cut to commercial because he was laughing so much.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I don't even remember. Nobody knew he was laughing at either because of like commercial break or something.
Yeah.
It was so perfect. But he's got a new show that they're going to take live calls. I think it's going to be like the first internet live call show.
Huh.
Because it's gonna be all live. I read about it a little bit after you sent me that email. And I think it's like 10 p.m. Eastern, which sucks because I'm still in school because I don't get a summer.
10 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. Pacific, which is where he is. It makes sense for him, you know.
No, wait, you're in school at 10 p.m.?
No, I gotta wake up in the morning.
Oh.
Sorry if that was confusing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not in school at 10 p.m. If I was, I would shoot myself.
I was gonna say.
No, yeah. The show is gonna start at 10 p.m. on Thursday nights.
Huh.
And you can call 1-888-PERILLO, P-I-R-I-L-L-O.
Well, that works.
If you wanna get the call and talk to him.
Maybe I'll be the first caller there.
That would be awesome. We should call him and be like, "Hey, Chris, you listen to our podcast?
You emailed me, yeah.
You emailed me, yeah, yeah. I'm going to Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez. I don't know. That would be so fun.
Yeah, it would.
I really want people to know about this. I'm like going on forums and everything, and I'm like, Stephen Lando's on the Go Web Show. Come listen.
Well, hopefully we'll have some listeners soon. Hopefully.
Like, be our friend. We love you.
Please.
I know. I'm totally working on getting us a website, though.
Where at?
I don't know yet.
No.
But see, the thing is, once I get it, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure this out, because I have this free hosting provider called atgig.com, another pup plug. I'm really doing good at this, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love telling other people about websites and getting website traffic. All the 4 people that are going to listen. But it's awesome, because they give you free web space. And they're supposed to be implementing PHP and MySQL, which is what I need to run our website.
Yeah.
If my plan works, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to use a Nucleus content management system. I don't know anything about it, but they have like this live demo on their site. And it's really cool because you can go through and like actually add to the site and post new blogs and post posts and everything. And then when you leave, I think it refreshes like every couple hours or something.
Oh, hey, that works.
It's really cool, and the way I'm going to make it able so you can get on and edit stuff and everything.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, the URL is going to be really funky unless I, you know, buy one, because it's like www.atgig.com/fulltangninja. And that just doesn't work for a podcast.
Hopefully it will.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I would like it to be like StephenLando.com.
Yeah, that would be a lot cooler.
You know, if it was StephenLando.com, that would be awesome.
Have you tried for that yet?
Yeah, I tried it. It's actually available.
Well, you should grab it then.
I'll send you
$9 and we'll do it.
Then I'll send you, $5 and $5 we can have it.
Okay, very good.
Let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
And point it to nowhere for the moment until this place implements PHP and MySQL.
But hey, we'll be able to use that website for years to come.
Yeah.
It'll be a lifetime investment. Well, yeah.
I've actually been looking at other hosting providers, you know, assuming that this gets good and we like it and we keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, for opportunity, and like, there's some places with really good deals. Like, I've been looking at Ready, Set, Connect. They're really good. They've got, and from what I can tell, is very experienced people working on this place.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good, and they've got, like, you get so many unlimited emails and stuff, so rather than StephenLando@gmail.com, we could be like, StephenLando@StephenLando. Which is really, I guess it makes sense.
That, kind of.
That'd be weird. It could be Steve at Steve and Lando, and Lando at Steve and Lando.
What?
I don't know, man. I'm just rambling.
I'm confused.
Anyway, I don't know. If this gets fun and we like it and everything goes well, we can do it.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and got some other podcasts coming up, other friends, if they want to do it. You know, Stephanie and Ashley.
Guess we'll see about that soon.
Doing theirs. They're going to get a microphone up from the apartment that they have. Because they don't have a microphone at home.
Oh.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it is.
Because I want to hear them.
Who doesn't have a microphone nowadays?
I know. Who doesn't have a webcam nowadays? Me. But, you know, just everybody's got a webcam.
I have one that I don't use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you use it?
Well, I guess before I had my new computer, I didn't have nearly enough USB slots available. But now that I do, I guess I could, use it, I guess.
You've got, what, 15 now?
4, 6... 9.
9?
And I've got That'll a USB hub sitting here, so that's like 13.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think I'm at any shortcomings there.
No, you'll be fine.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And if I do, then there's a big problem.
It's like, what the heck are you plugging in?
Yeah. That could be strange.
That would be crazy. My computer at school that I unfortunately can't bring home has, I think, 6. 6 on the back and 2 on the front.
Yeah, mine's got 6 on the back, 2 on the front. And then I've got an extra add-on card I can put in that has 2 more.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's awesome. I remember when I had a computer that only had 2 USB ports on it.
Yeah, one of my old Pentium 2 300 had 2 USB ports.
Wow. My HP, the 533 megahertz, it had 2.
Yeah, good old HP.
It had a CD burner, though. I remember that we got that.
Yeah, I remember.
We went in the store, and we were like, we want a CD burner. And then, like, they're like, this much money. And then they're like, well, let's just get a new computer. And I was like, holy crap.
What the heck?
Walk in the store for a CD burner and you get a new computer.
Well, that works.
That was when CD burners were so fast, you know, 4X.
I remember the first one I got was a 4x4 burner. And it was, I think it was $99.
Oh, wow.
Now you can get a just best burner in the world for, like, 50.
Yeah, I think you can get, like, CD burners for 20 now.
Mine, I got a 52-32-52 combo with a 16-time DVD for 30. Maybe it was 25.
Oh, nah, wow.
It was 30.
That's awesome.
Might as well plug light-on drives while I'm at it.
Light-on drives, the best drives out there.
Cheapest and the best.
Nah, I probably won't go with light-on anymore since I've had one burn out on me.
Only one, though.
Yeah, but most of the time they don't burn out.
Most of the time. But look at the conditions you put it under.
What?
You stress yours out. You burn so much.
I don't burn anything.
Yes, you do. You did.
No, I don't.
Well, either way, it's something that was your fault.
Something I did?
Yep. Because light-on is the best.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I mean, I like my Sony something or other. I have a Sony drive somewhere. I think it's on my sister's computer. I like that one.
Yeah,
that
one was Sony's good. Pretty good.
They're butt ugly, though. They do not look good on the front of a computer.
No, they don't at all.
You know, I mean, they're not ugly, but they're rounded or something, and it just doesn't belong on a computer to me. I think they should be, like, flat-faced.
A few of the ones I've seen have a slightly off beige color, so that it messes everything up, like, with your color scheme.
Yeah, you should see my computer at school. I've got one drive that's black and one drive that's beige.
Ah, what color is the case?
Black.
Ah, that's
it's
awesome.
So ugly. It's so ugly, but I wanted a CD burner at school.
Yeah, one of my friend's computers that I built is blue and he has like four beige drives in it. Oh, the front looks so ugly.
Is it really ugly?
But hey.
It's hard to find just white or like the silvery color.
Yeah, it is. It's real hard.
You know, in a good drive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could find it in, like, some kind of random CompUSA version or something.
Yeah.
But, you don't want that. No. I mean, actually, I do have a CompUSA CD burner.
Oh. Okay, well, never mind then.
Yeah, it works good.
We love CompUSA.
I love CompUSA. I go in there and play with the Macs all the time.
Yeah, their little Mac store, always a good thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. And you get to go look at the little mini, and it's like, you can hold it in one hand.
Pick it up and just kind of toss it around a little bit, play football with it.
I saw this post on a website where it showed the best use for a Mac Mini, and it was a Mac Mini sitting beside the toilet with a piece of toilet paper coming out of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it was called Ultimate Mac Mini Mod. Oh. And the guy had like taken it apart. He threw all the bottom part in the trash,
yeah,
and took the top and just sat it beside his toilet.
That's awesome.
That was so funny.
That's that would be hilarious. I want to make one of those now.
Oh my gosh, it was the greatest picture ever.
Huh.
My only comment was like, you know, how do you get that to fit on your toilet paper roller?
Yeah.
You know, because it's square.
You can mod your toilet paper roll.
That would be so perfect.
That would.
I want one.
A whole new line of things to go into right there. Modding your bathroom accessories.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool. They actually made a Mac Mini, I guess the Intel version of a Mac Mini.
Oh wow.
Not like Apple's Intel deal, but like they made this company, I don't know what they are, but they made this small Mac Mini-ish. I mean, it's basically a reproduction of the Mac Mini, but with Intel.
Yeah.
It's a rip-off like crazy.
Huh, that's cool, though.
But it's there. It's the same shape. It's almost the same color.
Ah, that's great.
It just doesn't have an apple on top.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that if it works.
And, yeah, I'd go for it. You can fit it in the machine. They got some small machines now, too.
People will make anything nowadays.
I know. That's crazy. Did you ever look at the solar death ray?
What?
The solar death ray. This guy took like 200 and some mirrors and had to use the power of the sun to melt things.
Oh, that's awesome.
It sounds like something you would do. Like, honestly, it sounds like something you would take like a small squirrel and put them up there and like burn them. I don't know. I just, you know, PETA, please don't yell at me for saying that. I don't really want to burn squirrels.
That's hilarious.
But it was, I mean, he's burned everything. He's burned army men, floppy disks.
Oh, I want one.
Even, like, he managed to burn a golf ball pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it burns really fast, too.
Oh.
Because it has, like, so many mirrors aimed at this specific point.
I want to see that.
Yeah, so Google it and look at it.
I'll do that.
Yeah. I got to remember some of this stuff we talked about. I can make show notes.
Yeah.
Because people like show notes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so I'll have to listen to this all over again.
You can just merge the two soundtracks so you don't have to go through and splice them.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Either way, though.
Whatever. Anyway, I guess we can wrap this thing up.
It's been 48 minutes, that's not bad.
We did good,
man. Not considering I was expecting maybe 10 or so going into it.
We did good. I'm impressed with ourselves, to be honest.
Yeah, I never even dreamed that this would happen.
Well, it did. But you see, the thing now is we're like participating in like one of the biggest movements in internet since, I don't know, email.
We're conforming.
Yeah, we are.
Nonconformists are conformist to the nonconformist way.
That they are. That's what we're doing.
Exactly. And we love it.
Yeah, it's great. I love conforming to this podcasting, you know, thing.
Yeah.
But it's fun, you know? It puts the media back in the hands of the listener.
Exactly.
Why do we have to listen to crap on the radio when we can download what we want to and listen to it ourselves?
Yeah, that's the way it needs to be.
That is the way it needs to be. I like it. I got a speech to do on Monday. I'm probably actually going to do this. Or do a speech on independent media.
Oh, podcasting.
Yeah, I can be like, yeah, and I did a podcast Saturday, and you guys should all listen to it. And they'll be like, what's a podcast?
Well, the point is you'll be getting the word out.
Yeah, and people... I think people get interested, you know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope they do. But, you know, if they don't, whatever. They're missing out.
Hey, we're the ones having fun with it, not them.
Heck yeah. And, you know, hopefully we can make this a weekly thing, you know, if you're up for it.
Sounds good to me.
We'll give it a shot and see how it goes and more, you know, maybe people listen. The thing is, we got, like, I think there's 5,000-some podcasts right now.
Holy crap.
But, you know, if you think about it, that's so small compared to, like, the amount of websites and stuff there are.
Yeah.
So this is kind of still the early stages. I mean, we're not early, like, as in back in November when it started.
Yeah, back on the first one.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're getting there.
So it'll either catch on huge or just kind of stay the same. Hard to tell for now.
I've heard some podcasts that really aren't that good, but have been really high on the list. Maybe it's my own, you know, my own taste, but I've heard some that really aren't that great, and they've made it really high on podcast charts.
And we won't give them a plug.
No, we won't.
Stupid.
We love other podcasts, but just not the ones that I'm talking about.
If they're not ours, we don't like it.
Yeah. Well, we like Twit. We like This Week in Tech.
Oh, yes.
Because we love Leo Laporte.
Anybody that was formerly of the good tech TV, we love.
Yeah. So if you don't listen to This Week in Tech, you should.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. So just direct your little podcasting client to, I don't know, their feed.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like twit.tv. Go there. Got all the directions you need.
Yes. Definitely go there.
They're awesome. I just like hearing everybody talking, hearing what they have to say. Because I always like their opinions on screensavers.
Yeah, sounds like it reminds us of the good old days.
Yeah, before G4 took over and ruined everything.
Stupid G4.
They, like, you know, when Leo left, I was like, it's all going downhill from here.
Yeah, that's what he said too, and it was right. Yeah. Oh, he was right.
Yeah, I do like Kevin and Alex, though. I liked them when they had their show.
Yeah, but that was only around for a few months.
I know, and it sucked, because I really liked Alex. I thought he was way cool.
Yeah, he was. Everybody liked him.
Yeah, I still go to his blog, even though he hasn't updated since March.
Oh, he hasn't?
No.
Has Patrick updated his?
Doubtful? I don't know. I haven't been. Like I said, I mean, if they don't update, at least, you know, and, I mean, I go there a couple months. See, the thing is, I was going to Alex Albrecht's blog, like, habitually anyway, so it's already worked into my web browsing system.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, I remember those websites that I go to constantly, even when people stop updating, I'm still going to them out of habit. And Patrick's not one of them, because I never got into going to his, because he just posted once and...
And besides that, it was a tiny post.
Yeah, just like, oh, look at what I did, you know?
Yeah.
I love Patrick, though. Patrick was like the punk rocking dude on his screensavers.
Yeah, he was.
He was into music like we were.
Which is always
we
cool.
Are. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess we're coming to end on this podcast, and we want to thank everybody for listening.
Want to throw in one last thing. Take a bag of Doritos, pound it with your fist a few times, stick a label on the outside saying, now with 50% more chips inside, and ta-da, you've got a Celeron.
Oh, that's perfect.
Saw that earlier and just had to throw it out there.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ah, so great.
That's so perfect.
So true, too.
It really is.
Oh.
Good old Celeron.
Yeah.
The fastest of all processors.
No.
Well, Celer apparently means fast. And you've got the Celeron, the fastest processor. And celery, the fastest of all vegetables.
What the heck?
I love celery.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, so we just keep going, don't we?
Yep.
So I guess this comes to an end.
Again.
And I guess next week we'll be back.
Hopefully.
With another podcast. We'll be back, Landon.
Yeah, okay, we will be back.
We will be back, because we love you people.
Some of you.
We want to talk to you. Yeah, most of you.
A few of you.
I don't like that one guy sitting at his computer listening right now.
A few of you I still don't like and would pretty much do without you if I could.
Yeah, I really, you know, I like most of you except that guy right there.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Yeah.
Ah.
Don't look at me like that. Anyways... So if you want to email us and, you know, talk to us or whatever, we're definitely going to answer your email.
SteveNlando@gmail.com.
Yep. Simple as that. ShowYourListenTo@gmail.com. Yep. So thanks for tuning in, checking us out, and I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yep,
see
next
you.
Week, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Because this is a podcast. Yeah.
Okay, and we end it.
And we end it now. We gotta work on this, man.
All right, goodbye.
All right, see you guys next week. Later.